You're listening to Ear Candy. I'm Mark O'Connor. I got a whole parcel of great and catchy tunes for you. Let's dive into it. This one is from a group called Outkast, a noted rap duo from way back when. And I think this might be their last record. It was called Idlewild, and this is Idlewild Blues here on Ear Candy.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's that man, Macy Gray, reminiscing back when Obama was the president, from a record called The Sellout. I don't know. I don't think that was a sellout. I just think that was great. That's me. And before that, we heard a track called 3-Bit Blues off a record called 12-Bit Blues. That's the sort of modern digital blues instead of 12-bar blues from Kid Koala, a Canadian. I think his name is actually Eric San, S-A-A-N, I believe, from Montreal, or makes his home in Montreal. And we started the show with Outcast and Idlewild Blues off of Idlewild, which I think is their most recent record. Who knows if they'll ever do another one? Not me, that's for sure. Speaking of me, I'm Mark O'Connor. The show is Ear Candy, and we're just going to keep rolling with the tunes. I got a couple of songs lined up back to back from the New Pornographers. I don't do that too often on the show, but people actually kind of like, they get into a vibe. They like that vibe to roll, and I do try and do that. But to actually make it easy and simple and just play two or three songs by a single group, I don't do that too often, but I'm going to this time. I'm going to play a couple of songs back-to-back from the New Pornographers off their record called Whiteout Conditions. And we're going to hear something called Juke, followed by something called Darling Shade, and finally a track from Tons called Mind Over Matter, which is a piece of sugar sweet power pop, if I've ever heard one. Just love the tune. So it's maybe my personal mission to make it a hit on all these campus and community radio stations that carry the show. You may be listening somewhere else in the country instead of where I actually do the show, which is here in St. John in the Port City, out of local FM on the University of New Brunswick St. John campus. Anyway, enough dilly-dallying, enough chitty-chatting. This is Juke from the New Pornographers here on Ear Candy.
Crash! just a matter of time.
We heard from Tunes. That's a name that could be pronounced Tunes, T-U-N-S, inspired by the Technical University of Nova Scotia, where the three band members all either attended or played basketball. They're all Haligonians originally. Chris Murphy, who made his name as the bassist songwriter in Sloan, is one of the band members. Mike O'Neill, who was one of the fellows in the Inbrids, which was a 90s band of some note. And I forget the third fellow momentarily, but anyway, that was a song we heard from them. And then we heard two songs from the New Pornographers. That's the collective led by Carl Newman. It features Nico Case in the band and his cousin Catherine Calder. And, oh, some of the other members periodically turn over, but very large grouping of musicians. Actually, the record that these two songs, Juke and Darling Shade, were drawn from is the first New Pornographers record that doesn't feature, I should say, the New Pornographers record that doesn't feature Dan Bejar. He usually writes a couple of songs and didn't on this particular record. So it's fairly loose association. Apparently, you know, Dan Bejar sometimes shows up for tours and sometimes doesn't. I think it's just that Carl Newman likes his songwriting and liked the idea of being in a band with him, so there's a lot of flexibility built into that whole thing. The show is Ear Candy. I am Mark O'Connor, and we're going to hear something from Karen Elson. She was a famous supermodel, apparently. I don't really follow supermodels, so, you know, take that secondhand news with all of the authenticity and reliability that goes with that. I do know that she was married to Jack White, he of the White Stripes. They had two children together and then divorced. And Jack White actually produced his wife's first record while they were still married. A really, really good record, too, it was. Karen has made two records, and we're going to hear a couple, or one track, I should say, from her second record, which is called Double Roses. And it wasn't made with her husband's help, so I guess it just shows that she's got talent on her own. It wasn't her just riding on Jack White's coattails. I wonder if she probably gets annoyed by any reference to that sort of thing, so Karen, if you happen to be listening, my apologies. I shouldn't have gone there. So we're going to hear Wonder Blind from Double Roses by Karen Elson, a track from Canada's Leroy Stagger, something called Little Brother, and then a track from John McKeel, a maritime musician, and a song called Jewel in the Sun, and it's off a record called Memorial 10 Count. I have no idea what that means. Let's get going with Karen Elson and Wonder Blind here on Ear Candy.
Hey, love, it's the end of an era. Time isn't on our side. As the clock ticks, I'm seeing things clearer. hearts were made to wander blind. Oh, is it worth the cost to lose yourself when you're already lost? Let the home fires blaze all night to guide the men back to their beds. Upon the pillow they'll sleep, but on my pillow I'll weep for someone to come and stoke the fire. As the clock ticks, I'm seeing things clearer. Tender hearts were made to wander blind. Oh, is it worth the cost to lose yourself when you're already lost? Yourself when you're already lost. To lose yourself when you're already lost.
Yeah, John McKeel with Jewel in the Sun. Got to double check. Yeah, Jewel in the Sun from Memorial 10 Count. I think he's a New Brunswick resident these days. Recorded in Nova Scotia, but I think from Sackville or living in Sackville. So a maritime artist. Before that, from the record called Love Versus, we heard Little Brother from Leroy Stagger. And we started things off with Karen Elson off of her record Double Roses and a song called Wonder Blind. Yeah, Wonder Blind. I wonder what that blind song's about. I have no idea. We're going to feature three tracks from the 70s. We're going to go all the way back to the 70s and play you three. One from a really very unknown record. It's called McGear. It was a stage name by Paul McCartney's younger brother. He didn't want to be in sort of some sort of sibling competition with his brother. So very early on in his career, he started using the stage name Mike McGear. He was in a group called Scaffold. I don't know too much about them other than they were sort of a comedy-oriented group. And they had a number of hit songs, that is, but they were more of the novelty variety. And this record, McGear, was made in 1973, and essentially Paul came down, wrote some songs with his brother, and used his band for the most part. So it's kind of Mike McGear and Wings, if you will. And like I say, very little known record and a lot of cool songs on it. We're going to hear something called Norton. And then, you know, I realized that there's an audience out there because rock and roll is long in the tooth. That is, it's been going on a while since the 1950s, right? So we're, you know, where are we? We're 70 years, pretty close to it. So there's a lot of material to draw from. So one of the things I do in the program is I realize that there are younger listeners and they like the cooler, newer tunes maybe, but they're not necessarily aware of all the rock and roll songs that are great from past years. Sure, if they've caught anything in classic rock, sure they've heard the hits, but they may not have gone any deeper than that. So long story short, what I've done is I thought, I wonder if ABBA, and pretty much everybody's familiar with ABBA, but only their hit songs. And they had a lot of them, right? They're wonderful songs, no doubt. And they made a play that went on for years, probably still playing now, called Mamma Mia. So there's no lack of attention to the hit songs of ABBA. But kind of like Elton John and some other artists, they're known for their hit songs because those are the best songs. Is there anything else that's not a hit song that's any good? And I'm going to reach back into a record called The Album, 1977, and hollowed a song called Hole in Your Soul. And it's ABBA rocking out. Good tune. So that way, if you, you know, only casually knew the hit songs and weren't aware that they actually had some good album cuts as well, now you'll know. And then we're going to hear a track called 5 Miles Up from Mike Oldfield. I guess he must have been a pilot because the whole song is about piloting a plane and what happens when you... it stalls out and you start diving down, and he uses all these cool vocoder effects and so forth. So let's get going here. Time is running short. So here we are with Norton, and you can hear this novelty approach from Mike McGear, you know, this Scaffold background to make records that are a little unusual. There's even a bit of a spoken word piece, almost a sketch in the middle of the song. So look out for that. Norton, Mike McGear from McGear here on Ear Candy.
Norton is a mummy's boy. Norton's very clever. Norton's very good at sport in the nicer weather. Norton is a pretty boy. Norton is a sissy. Norton's got a lovely girl, now isn't that a pity? Norton is a daddy's boy. Norton joined the army. He thought they'd make a man of him. He must be bloody balmy.
Jolly good, Norton. Recommend a commission, Sergeant.
Norton's still a pansy boy, Norton's still a pet. And if he gave me half the chance, I'd wring his bleeding neck. Oi!
And that's 5 miles out by the one and only Mike Oldfield. I said I had a set of songs from the 1970s, but in fact, that was 1982, just before he had a breakout with a record called Crisis, which was an interesting record in and of itself. It had a very long track on the second side of the record, like a 20-plus minute long suite of music. Very cool stuff. Anyway, you heard all kinds of interesting sounds on that song because there were the guitars, but there were also the drums, these electric drums that were just coming into vogue then. So there were a lot of futuristic things on that particular record that always, well, I mean, 1982 is a long way in the rearview mirror now, but it still sounds kind of futuristic to me. Maybe that's just because my head is somewhere before that. Doesn't everybody have their own personal age, an age that mentally you get to and then you never get older than that? I mean, the face looking back at you in the mirror gets older, but the person inside your head stays the same age. And I think there's a psychological phenomenon that probably says that, yes, that's in fact correct and that's what happens. But the fact is that Mike Oldfield song is old. It's not quite as old as me, but it's old. Hole in Your Soul from ABBA, the album, which they followed up with a tour called The Tour. You get the idea, the album, The Tour, which was very kind of assertive from a group that really, up to that point, hadn't had that many hits. Waterloo in 1974, and then I think their next hit wasn't until 77, the year that the album came out. They had SOS, which I don't think was on that record, so it was probably another record in between. But, you know, the idea is that they didn't have a massive backlog of hits, and they're going, this is the album, this is the tour, and so forth. But, you know, they hit fame at a good age. They were all in their 30s before they became ABBA and famous, and they had kids and whatnot. Lives, perspective, you know, something that helps them cope with all the fame. Before that, at the top, we had Norton. Norton is a naughty boy. Yeah, I got thinking about the song because I've been listening to it quite a bit just because I enjoy it. And it's a song of its time, right? Like if you think someone wrote a song like that now, there'd be objections to it for sure because it's maybe a little insensitive to our social politics these days, which I'm all for. Please don't take that the wrong way. But, you know, saying that Norton is a sissy and so forth, just not called for. But in 1973, that wouldn't have been thought of nearly the same way. And I think, again, Mike McCartney, really, that he was bringing this background of funny songs, almost sketch-type songs. So you get this whole little interlude in the middle of the song where it's like, Sergeant Major promoting to whatever. And I mean, there's just these faux voices and whatever. So it's almost like a sketch and right in the middle of a song. So but I do find it kind of a relic of where we were at Western society, where we were back in the early 70s compared to where we are today, that that song probably wouldn't get written quite the same way. Just my thoughts. It's 4:54 here in the studio in the Port City of St. John. We're broadcasting out of the Thomas J. Condon Student Center at the university here. And you may be listening to the show elsewhere, courtesy of the Campus and Community Radio Association's Radio Exchange site. I'm very appreciative of all the stations that are picking up the show. Caper Radio, Voice of Bombay, our sister station at UMB Fredericton Main Campus. CKXU in Lethbridge, the campus radio station in Burnaby Fraser, Prince George. I'm probably missing other ones that are carrying the show right now. I hope not, but I probably am. But anyway, wherever you're listening to it, thank you very much. Got time for one more song here, and I'm going to play a kind of a weird one since I'm in the 70s vibe right now. And talking about Mike McCartney, well, his brother Paul, very famous. And you, if I didn't tell you that Paul McCartney did this particular song, you wouldn't believe me. That's a fact. You just would not believe me. It's called Loop. It's called First Indian on the Moon, which again is probably not a title that he would choose if he were writing that song today. So it's got this Native American drum beat that his drummer at the time, Denny Sywell, provided. It was it's an instrumental track. There is some chanting going on and a lot of variations, spacey stuff and whatever. And I've always just loved the song. And I remember reading a review one time of this record, and that song got particular note as this one song should never have been on a record ever anywhere. And just for that comment alone, you need to hear it, I think. So this is Loop, L-O-U-P, First Indian on the Moon, Paul McCartney and Wings off of Red Rose Speedway. And come back next week. We'll do it all again, okay? Thanks for tuning in. Thank you.